Good afternoon. Welcome to the conference committee on House File 5242. We have a couple of items that we are going to adopt or discuss and adopt. And but before we do that, I'd like to call on Chair Nelson to make a motion, and then we'll hear from Representative Neuer, who will give us a little background on the item.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll move the 358 amendment.
Yes.
I'll move the A24-0358 amendment.
All right, the amendment is moved. And Representative Neuer can explain a little bit about the amendment. And I also just wanted to add that we are gathered here on Sunday, May 19th, page out of Senate Dribbles. At 1:50 p.m. And the quorum is present, and Senator Port is joining us online. So with that, Chair Neuer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This is the TNC drivers, or otherwise known as Uber Lyft bill. This is about the fairness for the drivers. So this bill basically addresses the compensation for the drivers on the global agreement that was reached yesterday, whereby the driver's minimum compensation will be $1.28 and also 31 cents per minute. Also within this bill, we are providing personal injury compensation or insurance for the drivers. Mr. Chair and members, this bill also addresses the deactivation issues for TNC drivers. It also addresses the notice and pay transparency. Mr. Chair and members, there is an enforcement mechanism in this bill to make sure that the drivers have got a way to address their concerns with the TNC. And that's the nutshell of the bill. And I'll be glad to answer any questions, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Chairman Neuer. Does anyone have any questions on the amendment? Representative Petersburg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I think we have a couple amendments to this amendment. Is that correct?
We have one amendment that I'm aware of.
Okay, and then there should be another one in the fact that in the House there has already been an amendment to this that has been accepted, so that would have to be included as well.
Yes.
So I just want to keep that in mind for that. And then the other question is, do we have anybody from, and I know this is a little bit unusual for conference committee, but do we have anybody from the various parties that are willing to testify that this is actually the agreement that everybody agrees to?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that, Representative Petersburg. And is there anyone from the public here that wishes to testify, but you would have to keep it very brief?
Hardly see you down there, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Mr. Carlson, welcome to the committee. Did you want to briefly testify?
Briefly, Mr. Chairman, I think asked to make sure we put on the record. Number one, Joel Carlson, I'm here on behalf of Uber Technologies. Appreciate the amendment and agreement that is in front of you. It's an agreement that Uber will continue to operate in the state of Minnesota under. We appreciate all the hard work that's gone into it. I think there is a 148 amendment that adjusts part of the effective dates that we support that amendment when that is offered. But the amendments that are being discussed, Representative Petersburg, on the House floor are not part of the agreement that we had any intention of putting into this package. So I know I'm watching what's going on up there as well, but those are nothing that are part of this agreement. So I just want to make sure on the record that this is the agreement and we haven't agreed to any other provisions to be added to it.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Mr. Carlson? Representative Petersburg.
Just to be clear, all the provisions that are in this underlying amendment is agreed to, and we have, shall we say, peace in the valley? Right, thank you.
Okay. Welcome. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. John Wright, Cozen McConnell Public Strategies. We represent Lyft, and I echo Mr. Carlson's comments. We have reached agreement on this bill with the authors, and we appreciate all the hard work that's gone into it. And we, under this bill, Lyft will continue to operate in Minnesota. Thanks again for all of the work, and including stakeholders in the discussion.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure that your testimony is inclusive of the A-148 and A-150 amendment. Have you seen those amendments, and do you have a position?
Chairman, I've only looked at the A-148.
Fair?
Yeah.
The A-150 amendment is to a different part.
Oh, that's a different one, right. Sorry.
It's not to, it's Thank not
you.
To the...
Thank you. Got it. I remember. I remember now.
Thank you.
Hour and a half asleep. Yes, please proceed with your testimony.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, and thank you. Yes, I was remiss to mention that Lyft does support the A-148 amendment.
Okay. And Mr. Carlson, is you as well?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, yes.
Okay.
A part of the
so, agreement. And with that, are there any additional questions? Committee members. Is there anyone else from the public that wishes to testify? Okay. Representative Petersburg, is that, did you have any further questions of either testifier?
No, when we get to the amendments to the amendments.
Okay, good. Okay, well, thank you to both of you. We appreciate your involvement and as well. And Chair Neuer, you can, if there's any other questions of Chair Neuer. Okay, Chairman Nelson.
I can't even talk. Too little sleep. The A-148 amendment now?
Yeah.
I'll move the H-5242A-148 amendment to the amendment. Yes, that'd be the easiest way.
And just very briefly,
and I'm looking
at just the effective date, correct?
And yeah, it's just changing effective date in the bill.
Is there discussion? Representative Petersburg.
And what does this impact have? Looks like it's moving it just a month earlier. Is that correct?
Chair Nelson.
From reading the amendment, yes, that's what it does.
Thank you.
Okay. Discussion to the A-148. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion prevails. Okay. The amendment as amended is also Chair Nelson.
Mr. Chair.
Oh, you have an amendment. I'm sorry.
There are a couple other amendments. One is to make sure that we get on record that I believe in order for it to stay germane and so forth else, we would have to add on to that the accepted language of the A-29 amendment that was accepted onto the floor. Is that not correct?
Apparently not. Senator McEwen.
Are these just on? I think. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the discussion about this amendment. I understand there were some additional things that had happened in the House, but I just wanted to offer, Mr. Chair, that I do not believe this goes to germaneness at all, and I would oppose the addition of this amendment. Thank you.
Well, Representative Petersburg.
Mr. Chair, so the essence of this, the reason why this bill is here is because in order for it to be valid for a conference committee, has to be heard in a body. And the bill, if this is amendment, is the bill, it's not what was heard in the body, because the amendment that was added on the floor will be the actual amendment of will be the actual bill that comes before us. So in essence, if you wanted to, we would have to deny accepting it, or we'd have to remove it as an amendment as well, I believe. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but my understanding is that in order for us to put this amendment, this bill as an amendment onto it, we would have to put it in as we would have received it once it passes off of the House floor. Now, maybe other people, fiscal staff or somebody else can give us clarity on it, but that was my understanding. Does anybody verify that?
Well, Representative Petersburg, that was the agreement that we had just heard from Mr. Cross, and he's here again, and I think can discuss. And then we'll have from Chair, we'll hear from Chair Dibble and Senator McEwen as well. Chair Dibble.
So, Mr. Chair, I would be very surprised if that's the case. That means that if we were in conference committee and debating the provisions from the Senate and the House as we're compiling conference committee report, we could make no changes to what was brought off either floor. This is the same circumstance.
Yeah.
So, and as we know, in conference committee, we both take in subjects that are germane, that are related, you know, that may or may not, in literal sense, have come off the floor, or either floor. And we also take proposals that come into conference committee from the House, from the Senate, or even from both sides, and make changes to those in the conference committee process. So, no, I don't think we need verbatim the language of whatever's been added on the floor of the House to be brought back in a conference committee.
Representative Petersburg.
Thank you. I think you missed a step there, because when we accept it in the conference committee, we accept it in as the way the bill came in. Then in conference committee, we can take things out. And so right now you're accepting a bill that isn't completed yet on the House floor, and you're accepting it as if it had been completed, even though there's going to be something new in it. So in essence, the way to handle that would be to have accepted it there and then taken it back out in conference committee. And certainly, as chairs in the majority, we can vote it however you wish. I'm just saying that in process, the typical response is that if the bill is part of the conference committee, then it has to be taken out. And right now, we don't have that option for that piece if we don't figure out some way of dealing with that. That's my only concern, and certainly I can't overrule the majority with that, sir. And I do have one more amendment after that.
Mr. Chair.
Chair Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I guess in my time in the legislature, it's my understanding that conference committee reports are blank, that until we vote something into it,
correct,
it's not part of the conference committee. So we can change the language, agreed upon, as we've done in this conference committee already, take portions of House, take portions of the Senate, so that it's not something that was acted on in either body, and maybe even tweak it a little bit with language to make sure it works. And that, but until it's voted in, it's not in the conference committee report. Again, the conference committee report is a blank document until the things are voted into it. And so right now, this is not in. Until we vote it in, it's not in the conference committee report.
Thank you. That's a good reminder and primer on conference committees. Representative Petersburg.
Thank you. So is that making the assumption that the House will not be voting it into the conference committee? Because that is where it would come to the committee, is from off the House floor, in my opinion. And so, and because it hasn't been heard on the House floor yet, it isn't technically something that we can accept. I thought that at least something, it has to be heard in one body or one committee or something before it can be accepted into a conference report. So those are just parameters. I mean, Mr. Chair, you have that responsibility. I will release it to that. I've given you my objections to this. Thank you.
Thank you. Did you have an amendment that you wanted to?
The other amendment, Mr. Chair, is that we have been over a while been starting to switch from shalls to musts, and there are three or four areas in which it has the word shall, and my motion would be to ask the reviser to change all shalls to musts in the bill. I think I found at least three.
one second, Lead Petersburg. Sure. With that amendment, I think we would just want to add that you would want the staff to perhaps make technical changes if necessary.
That is correct, Mr. Chair.
We wanted to consult with them, Lead Petersburg, and just make sure that that was the case. You don't have to have lines. You don't have to have a specific line or page number.
Yes, just a direct staff to change.
Correct. Okay, discussion. Is everyone clear? Maybe Mr. Wirth, you could just repeat the amendment that we're voting on.
Mr. Chair and members, I have for an oral amendment to the 824-0358 amendment, where found change shall to must, so delete shall and insert must. However, I would note that there could be some technical issues with that, so there might be locations where that would not work as a direct substitution. So in conjunction with the staff direction to make technical changes, there might be locations where shall is best left as is.
Mr. Chair, I'll add to the end of that where appropriate.
Okay. All right, Lee Petersburg asks, has a phrase at the end, where appropriate. Senator McKeown.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for this discussion. I think that what I'm hearing from my sidebar conversations with nonpartisan staff is that there could be some change of meaning that would accompany the proposed changes from us to shall, and we want to make sure that we're keeping with the agreement between that was negotiated between the parties that brings this content before us. So my suggestion to all of us would be that we go ahead and, of course, as we will allow and ask that our nonpartisan staff apply their expertise and use their judgment to comply with the intent of what this is and make any technical changes they would have to make. But I don't support this specific imposed change. Thank you.
Further discussion? Mr. Carlson, it sounds like you would like to weigh in.
Very briefly, and I appreciate Representative Petersburg's suggestion. However, I can tell you that every word of this bill has been vetted with counsel, and where shall is in this bill, it is the appropriate grammar. And so we think that's right, and we appreciate the like subject matter in this bill on page 126 related to your dynamic pricing study that is in here that deals with the WAVE wheelchair accessible vehicles on page 126. We're putting additional funding into WAVE vehicles in this bill as well on page 10 and increasing the rate for WAVE vehicles. So we appreciate both of the provisions that would be in this bill.
Chairman Dibble.
Thank you. I also appreciate the spirit and intent and the positive nature of the motion that Lee Petersburg has made. I don't support the motion for the reasons that Mr. Carlson just cited and also noting the hour. It will just simply slow this process down. We don't have a lot more time. So I would be opposed to this motion.
Okay. Thank you, Chair Dibble, and you mentioned one additional comment you'd like to make. All right, is there any further discussion before we vote? Okay. All those in favor of the Petersburg motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
No. No.
The motion does not prevail. Chairman Dibble.
I just wanted to get back quickly to the discussion about germaneness. I believe this package is, this proposal is germane because the underlying conference committee package already has a substantial reference to TNCs in the study, of course, that was initiated and championed by Senator Westlin. Also, it is a transportation matter combined with, you know, conditions in terms of employment, which is substantially related to. I'm sorry.
Not employment.
Oh, okay.
It's not employment.
Related to labor issues, so, which is dealt with in the bill.
Contract.
Good. Thank you, Chair Dibble. We have an additional amendment from Chairman Nelson.
I have the.
Mr. Chair, I think you need to dispose of this amendment.
I think we need to, yeah.
Sorry.
Yep.
So we're the.
Mr. Chair, I'll renew my motion that the A24-0358, as amended, be recommended to pass by the conference committee.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the motion prevails. Now we get to the second amendment from Chair Nelson.
Mr. Chair, we have the H5242A150 amendment, and I'd like to make a my brain is freezing up here, but we need to add the word or on line 1.4 of the amendment before more. It should be, instead of reading, if we don't include that, it'll read two more bargaining units. It should read two or more. And I want to incorporate, that's the word I'm looking for, that into my amendment, the A150 amendment. And check with staff here to make sure that's right. I'm saying it right. My brain is like getting a little fried.
Mr. Rist, I think we're all on that.
Mr. Chair, Representative Nelson, yes, it would be to incorporate. And that you could then be making the motion of moving the A150 with the incorporated change.
And so, Mr. Chair, I'll move the A150 amendment as with the incorporation of the or before the more on line 1.4.
And can you just very briefly explain to the committee what this amendment does?
And what this does is it just tweaks the language here. I guess it was proposed by staff, but this division starting in 162.21 will read, at any time upon the request of an exclusive bargaining unit, and then go down, the commissioner must designate as a single unit two or more bargaining unit represented by exclusive representative. So that's what it does. It's just basically tweaking the language a little bit.
Of our existing.
Of conference committee report language.
Discussion? Okay. All those in favor of the A150 amendment signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, the motion prevails.
Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry, I'm getting.
Ms. James?
Yeah.
Ms. James.
You need to adopt the amendment as amended by the oral amendment.
Oh, sorry, I forgot about that. Can you restate the motion, Chair Nelson?
So I'll move that the motion that the H150 be adopted as amended by the language incorporated. I guess I'm looking here. My
Mr. Chair, Representative Nelson, I'm sorry, I missed that last piece.
We'll move to adopt the A150 as, I guess I'm lost here. Amended by the oral amendment, yes, correct.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, the motion prevails. I think we need to have Senate counsel do a walkthrough of the amended spreadsheet.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, for the record, Eric Olson, Senate Fiscal Analyst for the Labor Committee. You should have had passed out a spreadsheet that just says 2024 Labor Supplemental Budget Conference Committee Agreement, top left corner, bottom left corner, 519-2024, 8:19 a.m. There is one one change overall compared to the spreadsheet that I walked through before in conference committee. That is line 13 on page 1. This is just for enforcement, education, and outreach related to TNCs. So this is section 12 of the A24 amendment as amended. So it's $173,000 from the general fund in FY25, and then $123,000 ongoing beginning in fiscal year 26 for a total biennial amount of $246,000 from the general fund. So if you go to page 3 of the spreadsheet for the net general fund impact, looking in the conference columns for 24-25, the net general fund spend from in the labor sections is now $10.823 million in FY24-25 and $696,000 from the general fund in 26-27, and leadership has signed off on these net changes to the general fund for the labor jurisdiction. With that, that concludes my walkthrough.
Thank you. Chair Devil.
And I'll just note for the record that a letter to that effect was issued and distributed sometime in the recent past. I can't remember when it came out.
My desk. Okay. Okay. Are there any other questions of council? Representative Petersburg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I know this is a direct appropriation, so this is the money that gets. But do we have any indication? Do we have any kind of fiscal note of say of what is, if this is sufficient to do what is necessary? I mean, how did we come up with these dollars that are needed for the educational piece and enforcement piece?
Thank you, Lee Petersburg, and Mr. Olofsson can respond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Petersburg. There is a complete fiscal note. This completely matches what the Department of Labor and Industry requested, said would be the potential fiscal impact for to receive and resolve notice and other documented related complaints from TNC drivers, to receive and resolve compensation related complaints from TNC drivers, and just for general outreach and education. So the reason why it's $173,000 in the first year is for $50,000 of outreach and education. That's one time. And then it's $123,000 ongoing for an one FTE labor investigator position. And thank you.
Lee Petersburg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And is that available on that spreadsheet available online? And is that in reference to the previous bill, or is this actually impacted by the new bill?
This, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Thank you. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the enforcement sections match the language from the third engrossment of Senate File 4780. So it would match what is in this agreement before you.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Lee Petersburg.
My second question was, is it available, this fiscal note available online? Because I don't have it in front of me, so it must not have been handed out today.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, yes, there is a published fiscal note online to the Senate file.
Okay. Sure. Lee Petersburg, did you have a follow-up?
No, I was just checking on the finances. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Any further questions or comments before we adopt the amended version? I think we'll have Senator McEwen, Chair McEwen. Any further comments, discussion before we adopt? Lee Petersburg.
Sorry, I was just going to say we're having a debate on this floor, and so some of the concerns that are there, you can kind of review that. I'm not going to go over them, but there is one piece that's a little bit concerning, and that has to do with some of the agencies that are involved with this, nonprofits, that have some tainted history that may be of concern. And you can listen to all the debate on the floor. I'm not going to go over that, but that's a concern to me. But it is good for us to agree that we can preempt the Minneapolis St. Paul and make decisions that are actually best for the public. And that's unfortunate that we had to do that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lee Petersburg. Any other comments or discussion? Okay, Chair McEwen, do you want to make our final motion to adopt here?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I would be honored to do that. Very pleased, and I just want to say thank you also. I didn't get a chance. Thank you, everybody, for the work that went into coming together today and to make this agreement part of our committee report. So fantastic adoption. So thank you. Mr. Chair, I move to adopt House File 5242 as amended as the Transportation, Housing, Labor Conference Committee report, with staff directed to make technical corrections as necessary.
Okay, that's the motion before us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
No.
The motion prevails. So that, Chair Dibble, did you want to make any closing comments?
I love that we're back together again. we're calling this the Frank Hornstein Minnesota goodbye. And once again, as we noted the other night, your career in this legislature has been one of the greatest of all time. You will go down as one of the greatest legislators. It has been the honor of a lifetime to serve with you, as I know that sentiment is shared by many, many, everyone in this room. So
I appreciate that so much. And I want to also offer my thanks to you and to everybody on this committee with whom I've developed some wonderful relationships over the years. But the main thank you goes to all of the people that worked very, very hard on getting us to this place where we have agreement. And the bottom line here is that we have people who are here, who are our drivers. I rely on Lyft and Uber as the transportation chair that doesn't drive. So I'm pleased that we were able to make this agreement, and I'm also pleased that the companies were at the table and testified as well. I also want to thank the governor and the governor's office and all of the legislators, particularly Senator Fateh and Representative Hassan and Representative Neuer, who put in Representative Hussein is here as well, put in just so many hours of work. And I really think that they're the ones that deserve the gratitude and our thanks, as well as to the drivers that are here today. So with that, I believe the conference committee for House File 5242 is adjourned, but you never know.